Dalet today, hopefully. Then Kuf Hey, we're going to do together with Tzadi Aleph. I'll give you more directions about that, but there's a lot of overlap between those two simanim, so it doesn't pay to do them separately. This is it's not my idea. I think most people who learn Yeridaya do it this way. So you'll start off with Kuf Hey Sif Aleph, which is Kavush, and that you'll do normally. That's Kuf Hey, and I'll give you further directions as we go on. Okay, one last point before we start Simen Kuf Dalet, which relates to Simen Kuf Gimel, and that's no same tam lefgam in the realm of Basar B'Chalav. If anybody wants, I have a couple more copies, I think, yeah, of the Rambam, and the two Rambams we're going to do, and part of Reb Chaim. Very briefly, if you look at the Rambam in Machos Asuros Yud Dalet Yud Aleph, it's a copy up here, the Rambam writes, Kol ha'ochlim ha'asurin eino chayev aleihen ad shiyochol osan derech hanaya. Chutz mi bas b'chalav. V'klei ha'karem. So, generally speaking, the only time one is chayev for the achila of machalos asuros is if it's derech hanaya or derech achila. There are two exceptions to this. What are these two exceptions? Basar b'chalav and klei ha'karem. Why? Lefi shelo nemar b'hen achila v'chulei. So what's the idea? That in these cases, the Torah, when it prohibited these foods, it didn't say, do not eat basar b'chalav or klei ha'karem. In the case of basar b'chalav, the Torah's formulation was in terms of bishul. And even though we know that that includes achila, but the achila doesn't have to be derech hanaya. So the Rambam gives an example of things that are normally pater, but would be chayev for basar b'chalav. Ketzad, harei shehim ches achila v'gamo kshucham ad shenichve grono mimenu. So you eat chelev if it's scalding your putter, osha achol chelev chai, or it's raw, osha irev dvarim marim kegon rosh v'la'ana latoch yayin nesech, o latoch k'der shel nevela v'achlan k'shehen marin, or you mixed in ingredients that made it taste very bitter, osha achol ochel ha'aser, achar shehisriach v'hivish, ubatel me'ochel adam, harei zeh putter. And this last example is what concerns us. If you take the food after it's spoiled and inedible, and you eat that, so it seems like the Rambam is saying for all other machalos asuros, one would be pater, for example, chaylev, but for basar b'chalav, you would be chayev. Vim irev davar mar b'toch ha'kedera shel basar b'chalav o b'yayin klei ha'karem v'ochlo, then you're chayev. Because you're chayiv even shelo kedera chanaya. So the Kresiu Plesi was medayik from here that no same tam lefgam is going to be aser even in basar b'chalav. Since the Rambam told me that if I eat basar b'chalav that's spoiled, I'm chayiv. And after all, the Gemara equates food which is spoiled to food that's no same tam lefgam. The derivation that both of them are not chayev is from the same source. Nevela, ruil ager, kruil, and shema nevela. Shena, ruil ager, lo shema nevela. So essentially, once I'm going to say that I'm chayev, even if it's spoiled, so hu adin, I should be chayev if it's no sein tam lefgam. That is the view of the Kresi Uplesi. The problem with the Kresi Uplesi is that it's seemingly against another halacha in the Rambam, Perk Tezvav halacha lamed. The Rambam there says, "V'im haya baser b'chalav o yai nesach v'yayin arlo v'klei akerem shenaflu l'dvash o baser shkatzim ha'masim shizbash el im hayarek u'kiyotze bahen to'em osan ha'akom v'som chenapiv." When it comes to macholos asuros, that you have a question whether it's nosin tam lefgam, you ask a guy to taste it. Im amar ein botam o she'amar yesh botam u'mitam rahu v'harei pagmo hakol mutter. Then you need shishim. The Rambam here tells us the halacha that if it's no sin tam lefgam, it is mutter. And among the examples he gives of something which is mutter, which is no sin tam of gum, is basar b'chalav. So this Rambam seems to state explicitly that we do apply the principle of no sin tam of gum for basar b'chalav. So how do we resolve this? So the Chavos Das takes the opposite approach of the Kresi Uplesi. This is the Chavos Das in our Simen, Simen Kuf Gimel Sif Katan Aleph. And the first thing that the Chavos Das notes is that we see from these Rambams that these are two separate halachos with two separate sources. One halacha is that Shelo Kederach Achilas Pater. And that's a din in the Maisa, meaning to say that there's nothing fundamentally wrong with the food, let's say food which is very hot. So it's not like it's problematic in its own right. The reason why you're pater is because it's shelo kederach achila. So that's a din in the maisa, that the only time you're chayev on a maisa achila is if it's kederach achila. The second halacha, that's the halacha in Perek Tesvav, is not a din in the Maisa, but it's a din in the Chetza. Ochel, which is Eino Roi Lachila, is not Aser, like the Lashon of the Gemara. It's Eino Kruya Nevela. It's not a Chetza Shaliser. So that those are the two dinim in general. Now, when it comes to Basar B'chalav and Klei Kerem, the Torah is telling us that since the formulation of the Isser is not in terms of Achila, so Memela, even if you eat it, Shelo Kederach Achila, you're Chayev. The second halacha, so that halacha is true for Basar B'chalav. However, the Chavos Das says that the other halacha, Nevela she'enu ruya lager lo shma nevela, that does apply to basar b'chalav, because that's not a din in the maisa, that's a din in the chefza. And therefore, if you have basar b'chalav, that's eno ro'i l'achila, you would taka be pater. Why? Because it's lo shma nevela. And the raya that we apply the rule of nevela she'enu ruya lager to basar b'chalav is the fact that the Rambam in Perek Tesvav writes that no sin tam of gam is mutter for basar b'chalav. So he takes the exact opposite approach of the Kresi Uplesi. Now the problem with this is that it's very good for Perek Tesvav, but we have to go back to Halacha Yud Dalet. So he says, well, Halacha Yud, Perek Yud Dalet is also not a kasha, because he says the following suggestion. The Rambam lists a whole bunch of things, examples of achilos which are shelo kederach achila, like being too hot or mixing in spicy food or being spoiled. And then he says that these don't apply to basar b'chalav. For example, if you mix something into basar b'chalav that was davar mar, you'll be chayev. So he suggests that the example that the Rambam gives at the end is the only type of example, but it wouldn't apply to a case of not Sucha Meikara, but Hivish. Wouldn't apply to spoiled Basar B'chalav. We'll return to that in a moment, but it's a very difficult read because the Rambam says at the beginning that these rules don't apply to Basar B'chalav, and though he gave only one example at the end, he didn't give the other examples either. He didn't say, if it was scalding hot basar b'chalav, you're chayev. Everybody would agree in that case that that's a din in a maisa, right? So textually, the Chavos Das is reading in the Rambam is quite difficult, but at least conceptually, it's a din that makes a lot of sense. These are two dinim, one's a din in a maisa, one's a din in a chila. They have two separate makoros, they're derived from two different words in the Torah, and one applies to basar b'chalav and one doesn't. Now, one question you could ask on this general mahalich is, why is pagum ulevasofish biach aser? After all, if it's pagum ulevasofish biach, so it's a din in a chefza, when it's, and especially if we learn like the shach, right? If we learn like the shach, so pagum ulevasofish biach is aser, that means at the time that it's pagum, it's mutter, but when it's hishbiach, it becomes aser again. One second. this, if it's a din in the chefza, and the chefza shall heter, how does it become usher again once it starts tasting good again? Again, bishlam, if it's a din in the mice, I understand, right? Just like hot chelev. So as long as it's hot, if you eat it, you're pater. And when it cools down and you eat it, you're chayev. But once we say this is a din in the maisa, and a din in the chefza, so how does it become asur again? So maybe we'll say, no, this is just a gzeira de rabbanan, like the prima gadim suggests. And achanamim, ikar adin, pagom ulvasov ishpiach is actually mutter. And they made a gzeira. So okay, that would work for the Chavostas. Chavostas himself gives a different answer. He says, if you have pagum v'asof ishbiach, while it's true, you're pater if you have it when it's pagum, that's actually a din in a mice again. Meaning to say, that's actually a p'tur of shelo k'derech achila. The Shach wrote that pagum v'asof ishbiach, if you eat it when it's pagum, you're pater. So we assume that's the din of nevela she'en ari l'ger. Chavostas says, no, that's a din in shelo k'derech achila. That's like chelav chai, or chelav chan. That's his pshat. Now, what are you going to say about davar charif, though? Last year, we talked about the idea. By the way, I hope everyone got the clarifications from the mistakes in the previous year and resolutions. Anyway, but last year, we pointed out a halacha that davar charif, at least we paskin, is mechayel leleshvach. I could have something that's pagum, and through its encounter with certain types of things, like chiltis, so it can be rejuvenated. Now that, how does that make sense according to the Chavostas? So l'chora that you have to say, as some achronim do say, is the chumra de rabbanan, even according to the Chavostas. Yeah.
So two cases of rabbanim are different. One is when you mix something into the bas v'chol that makes it taste bad.
Yes.
And the other is when the bas v'chol goes into something else that makes it taste bad.
It's true, but they're derived from the same source. In other words, when, and this is the difficulty in the Rambam, we're going to work on this, I don't know if we'll have a satisfactory resolution, but the difficulty in the Rambam is the following. When you have something that is spoiled and not edible to a human, the Gemara says, you're pater if you eat it. Why? From the drasha of Nevela She'enu Ruy L'ger. When the Gemara says that you have, that no Saint Tam Lefgam is mutter, it's from that same drasha. So if you're going to say that one doesn't apply, in other words, even though it's spoiled, it's still chayav for basa b'chalav, then the other one shouldn't apply either. You're right, they are two different cases. But the Gemara derives those two cases from the same source. Now the truth of the matter is, as we noted on the first day of discussing this siman, that is the difficulty of this siman and what the Rishonim and the Achronim are all really working out to figure out how this makes sense. Meaning to say, we do derive two different types of halacha from the same drasha. So unless you learn like the Ra'ah, that they're actually the same halacha, and maybe according to the Ran, they're also the same halacha, but if you learn like the Rashba, so the Rashba has his cake and eat it. Right? And that's the difficulty. On the one hand, he says they're derived from the same source. On the other hand, they somehow work differently. How different are the like? So that's what we spent time on. The problem, again, the difficulty in the Rambam is that the Rambam goes ahead and splits the difference, even though they're derived from the same source. So, well, we'll talk about resolutions, but before we get to the answers, that's the difficulty. Now, the Chavosdas and the Crazy Placey both take one extreme to answer it. They don't want to be machalik, right? Both the Chavosdas and the Crazy Placey aren't willing to be machalik between those two dinim. So that's fine. They're very consistent. The problem is that they don't seem to be consistent with what the Rambam says. Yes?
Isn't the Chavosdas Pshat Pogum Toshbiyah?
Mm-hmm.
So is that even a din in Yosef Talmagam, or is it
coming? No, it's, I think it's a din in Shlok Kedar Chachila.
And therefore, then you should be chayiv. Even if, I guess you need to argue on that, the pagum slash biach is generally pater for bas rochal, it should still be chayiv according to the chajor, right?
Chayiv when it's pagum, correct. Absolutely. In other words, the Chavostas would agree in that case that if you had spoiled basar b'chalav that sofo lashpiach or it's omed lashpiach, you would be chayiv. I think that's true.
look at the it seems like the Shofar thinks it's in general.
Shulchan Aruch doesn't make any chilukim.
Correct.
Right. The question is in the Rambam. Mm-hmm.
What about Parak Tetzvah? Didn't we say there is the Chatz Shalosher's Paka?
Ah, yeah. And that's where the Rambam wrote this halacha.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little schwer, I think. The easier way for the Chavos Das to get out of these problems would have been to just say, like, the Prima Gadim. But, okay. So... okay, so that's the Chavos Das, and again, the difficulty of the Chavos Das is really in how he's reading Perek Yud Dalet. So, one mahalich would be to say that there are really two reasons why you're not chayev for something that's inedible. One reason is because it's shelo kederach achila, and two is because it's nevela shein eruya lager. Now, we need both of these general dinim because they're nafkaminas between the halachos. For example, not everything that's shaloka, we couldn't just have the rule of shaloka derech achila because there's sometimes that shaloka derech achila is chayiv, like bas mechal and klei karam. We couldn't just have the rule of nevela she'en ruy lager because, among other things, there are actually some isurim, like chametz, that's also even if it's nifsal me'achila sadam, as long as it's ray l'achila's kalam. So we need two halachos, two dinim. But there's overlap between the two dinim. There are cases, like something spoiled, that would normally be pater for actually two reasons. So if you had spoiled nevela, you would be pater because it's A, ein ruy lager, and B, because it happens to be shelo kederach achila. Now, when the Torah told me that you're chayav on basar b'chalav, in all cases of shelo kederach achila, and the Torah told me that by not formulating the Isser Bederech as an Isser Achila, but some other ways, an Isser Bishul. So the Torah is telling me you're Chayev for all cases of Basar B'chalav, which would mean that you're Chayev for Basar B'chalav even if it's Nifsal Me'achilas Adam. Ah, so if so, so why is it then that we say no Saint Tam Lufgam is Mutter? So when the Torah said, I'm chayev, if I eat basar b'chalav shelo kederach achila, and this is maybe what Ari was getting at, it wasn't telling me that I'm also chayev if it's no sein tam lufgam. That isn't the question. So apparently, with the way the Rambam, and again, you could probably say this in more than one way, but what the Rambam is saying is that since the Torah said, you're chayev shelo kederach achila, memela that will tell me that I'm chayiv even if it's saruach, even though I would have otherwise been pater based off of nevela she'enu ruy lager, which fundamentally should apply to basar b'chalav. So still, why don't I say I'm chayiv if it's no sein tam lufgam? So the answer is that when the Torah said you're chayiv shelo kederach achila, it didn't say that the drasha of enu ruy lager is totally irrelevant. It's still relevant in the case where it doesn't conflict with the chiddush, chiddush Torah, of being chayav shelo kederach achila. So memela, where it's still relevant, namely in the case of no Saint Tam Lufgam, it would apply. So basar b'chalav is asur, even if it's no Saint Tam Lufgam. But at the same time, it would be chayav if it's shelo kederach achila. Since eating basar b'chalav, having tam basar b'chalav, it's no sin tam lufgam, is not included in the iser based off of the chiddush that you're chayav on shelo kederach achila, so memela, the rule still applies. So that's what I would say to be miyashin. But it's not such an elegant pshat. But that's what's compelling the Rambam to conclude his two opposite dinim. Reb Chaim takes a similar type of approach, in the sense that he both rejects the crazy place in the Chavos Das, he accepts the two halachos in the Rambam Kipshuto, and he basically says that, but he goes a little further, maybe it's a little closer to the crazy place. He says that Roy Lager is not relevant when it comes to Basar B'chalav, and then he has to figure out, well, if Roy Lager isn't relevant, so then why is it that it's mutter even when it's no Saint Tam Lufgam? And it's in this discussion that he develops, or this is one of the places he develops, I think it is four Reb Chaims where he develops this. But this is one of the places where he develops that because it's a new Isser, so then it wouldn't be relevant. Now, the difficulty is, and what remains difficult according to Reb Chaim, is that in the end of the day, the Gemara does derive both halachos from the same drasha. In other words, if you're going to say, like Reb Chaim says, that you're chayev and basar b'chalav, even if it's enri lager, because the din of enri lager doesn't apply to basar b'chalav, so then why is it that no Saint Tam Lefkam still does apply? So Reb Chaim tries to answer that question, but that's, and we're not going to go through Reb Chaim together in shir. You could, it's worth working on, but that's the difficulty I think that remains with Reb Chaim. The hurdle, in the end of the day, is that the Gemara does darshan both dinim from the same makor. Reb Chaim is sort of just like the Prima Gadim in his first Mahalich that we said in the first year, that yeah, we derive them from the same pasuk, but they're really fundamentally two different types of halachos. That's the type of approach that Reb Chaim seems to be taking. Yeah?
According to the previous one that you said, mm-hmm. why would something be better when it's only Nosin Tam Lefkam?
It's not that it's Nosin Tam Lefkam, it's Pugum. So the point is that this is when the Torah says you're chayiv, shelo kederach achila, the Torah says you're chayiv even if you eat this one, it's pagum. So memela you're chayiv if it's spoiled. Now, the din of the... Did the Torah at the same time also tell me that if I have potatoes that have tam basar b'chalav, but that tam basar b'chalav ruins the potatoes, or makes it taste worse, that I'm also chayiv ki hagavna? The answer might be, no, it doesn't tell me that. Because that is not included in this principle that says you're chayiv shelo keder chachila. Or to put it differently, that never would have been pater alt shelo keder chachila, right? Let's imagine the following. Let's imagine that the Torah only had the drasha of shelo keder chachila, but it didn't have the drasha of enri lager. So now, what would be the halacha of no Saint Tam Lefkam? The answer is it would still be usher. What do you mean? No, the answer is because since it's even something, eating chometz with grisim in it, grisim with chometz in it, is kederach achila. Because sometimes you eat food anyway, even though the imparted taste is lousy. Why? Because it's still worth eating, right? You don't always throw out food as soon as it's a little, you know, you still eat leftovers for a couple days after Shabbos, right? Maybe till next Shabbos. So the point is that eating something which has a taste imparted into it, that makes it a little worse. Is that shelo kederach achila? No, that's kederach achila. So that's why, if all I had was the din, the p'tur of shelo kederach achila, taka no sin tam lefkam would still be aser. The only reason why no sin tam lefkam is mutter is because of the drasha of ein ri lager. Now, im kain, so now, when the Torah said, you're chayav for shelo kederach achila for bas b'chalav, so that doesn't affect no sin tam lefkam. That says that saruach, that spoiled is chayev. But the din of no sin tam lefkam is omid b'makomo. And since fundamentally the hatter of enri lager does apply, so then memela it's going to be mutter. It's not that it's better or worse. They're just two types of exceptions or two types of p'tur. Okay. So that brings us... for the time being, to a conclusion of Nosin Tam Lefkam. Someone asked about one of the most common questions that you, kulas that you use, you know, especially when you get the dishes mixed up and the like. Well, did you wash them with soap? Soap is Nosin Tam Lefkam, so that's indeed a good kula. We'll talk a little more about dishwashing and washing with soap, and we'll get into the Starbucks shaila and the like, even though it relates to Nosin Tam Lefkam. In Basar B'chalav. In Hilchos Basar B'chalav, that case, the Starbucks Shaila might be talked about in the Shulchan Aruch, even before Starbucks. So there are a lot of dishwashing halachos, which will actually, will come back to the principle of No Sin Tam Lefkam there. But it is true that generally speaking, that if you washed your dishes with soap, so then you shouldn't be able to aser the dishes because everything gets mixed up in the water and the soap is pogame the water, and Mimela is going to be no Sin Tam Lefgam in the dishes. But again, we'll return to those halachos of dishwashing, Be'ezus Hashem and Hochos Bas B'chalav. Okay.